capace non è, capace non è, fedel quando è bella il cielo la fe, fedel quando è bella il cielo la fe.
La mia fior ti dici, tradirmi non sa, tradirmi non sa, uguale nel credo, costanza e beltà, uguale nel credo, costanza e beltà.
Oi crini, già crici, ex cathedra parlo. Ma tali litigi finiscano qua, ma tali litigi finiscano qua.
Non detto ci avete che infida serponno, provace lo vete se avete onestà.
Dai prove lasciamo,
no, no, le vogliamo. O fuori la spada, o fuori la spada, o fuori la spada, rompiam l'amistà.
O pazzo desire,
sul vivo mi tocca.
O pazzo desire,
sul vivo mi tocca.
Chi lasciar parli bocca, sortire il mal del centro vado. Meschini,
che sordo ci fa. Chi lasciar parli bocca, sortire il mal del centro vado.
Meschini, che sordo ci fa.
Che sordo,
che sordo ci fa.
Che sordo,
che sordo.
Scegliete quali noi più vi piace.
Io sono uomo di pace e duelli non fo se non a mensa.
O battervi o der subito, perché d'infedeltà le nostre amanti sospettate capaci.
Cara semplicità, quando mi piaci,
cessate di scherzar o giuro al cielo.
Ed io giuro alla terra, non scherzo amici miei, solo saper vorrei che razza d'animali son queste vostre belle, se han come tutti noi carne, ossa e pelle, se mangian come noi, se veston gonne, al fin se dè, se donne son.
Son donne, ma son tali, son tali.
Ehi, donne, pretendete di trovar fedeltà? Quanto mi piaci mai semplicità. E la fede delle femmine come l'araba fenice, che vi sia ciascun lo dice, ciascun lo dice. Dove sia, dove sia, nessun lo sa.
La fenice d'ora bella,
la fenice fior di ligi,
d'ora bella,
fior di ligi,
la fenice d'ora bella.
Non è questa, non è quella, non fu mai, non vi sarà, non vi sarà, non vi sarà. Fede delle femmine come l'araba fenice,
la fenice d'ora bella, d'ora bella, la fenice,
che vi sia ciascun lo dice,
d'ora bella,
fior di ligi,
dove sia,
fior di ligi,
dove sia,
d'ora bella,
nessun lo sa,
d'ora bella,
fior di ligi,
nessun lo sa.
Scioccherie di poeti,
sempiaggini di vecchi,
orbene udite, ma senza andare in collera, qual prova avete voi che onior costanti vi sia le vostre amanti? Chi vi fe sicurtà che invariabili sono i lor cori?
Lunga esperienza,
nobili educazion,
pensa sublime,
analogia d'umor,
disinteresse,
immutabile carattere,
promesse,
proteste,
giuramenti,
pian di sospir, carezze, svenimenti, lasciatemi un po' ridere,
cospetto, finite di derriderci,
pian piano, e se toccar con mano oggi vi fo che come l'altre sono,
non si può dar,
non è.
Giochiamo,
Giochiamo!
100 zecchini!
E 1000 se volete!
Parola!
Parolissima!
E un cenno, un motto, un gesto! Giurate di non far di tutto questo alle vostre Penelopi!
Giuriamo!
Da soldati d'onore!
A soldati d'onore!
E tutto quel farete! Ch'io vi dirò di far
tutto,
tuttissimo,
bravissimi,
bravissimo, signor Don Alfonsetto, a spese vostre or ci divertiremo,
e le 100 zecchini che faremo.
In onor di Citerea un convito io voglio far.
Sarò anch'io dei convitati.
Ci sarete, sì signor, ci sarete, sì signor. Ci sarete, sì signor. E che brindis replicati far vogliamo al Dio d'amor. E che brindis replicati far vogliamo al Dio d'amor.
Bravi, that was absolutely wonderful. I mean, if we had a bunch of people in here, we could hear them applauding right now. Tremendous performance there. So the three guys now have spoken. Ferrando and Guglielmo have this incredible confidence that their fiancés will be eternally faithful to them. And Don Alfonso, our bass here, he comes in and he says, well, I'm going to bet you that they're not going to be faithful. And so the bet has been laid down and the game is afoot. And later on in the act comes the famous quintet in Act One. As I mentioned earlier, Così fan tutte by Mozart is really an ensemble opera. There are far fewer arias and the ensemble singing appears to be quite difficult. I mean, would you say?
Yeah, it's quite difficult for everyone involved, especially, I mean, the women and the tenor.
Yeah, you have a lot of high notes to sing, I know that. Oliver Sewell is the tenor, native of New Zealand, and you weren't in the opening night cast, but were you sang, was it last night?
And Tuesday?
Yeah, very good. Wonderful voice you have there.
Thank you.
Kiri Teikano Award winner. Nice that she's a Kiwi too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it very nice. Yeah. Ethan, great role, Guglielmo, but you've had a lot of them, right? I mean, just tremendous.
Yeah, it's actually, and this is, I think, maybe one of my last roles at AVA as well. So.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh man, it's going to be a great loss. But what? There must be some major highlight this year that you're focused on. What's a big important date that's in your mind right now?
I mean, for me, like the farewell recital at AVA is always a highlight for mm-hmm. people that are graduating because it's sort of your last, you know, arias and such that you're singing and giving thanks to everyone that has been a big part of your life there. So
those are great. And the AVA galas, too, we get to hear lot of tremendous singing, you know, and it doesn't seem to matter what the acoustics are. It's just wonderful. Even in here, I mean, that sounded terrific. I mean, the acoustics are okay, do you think?
It's a bit dry in here.
It's dry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a studio, but, you know, it's really, I'm amazed at how good it does sound. So now later on in Act One, I think the ladies can join us right now for the quintet here, and we'll set the stage. Alfonso is going to arrive to announce the bad news to Dorabella and Fiordiligi that the guys have been drafted to war. They're going to have to leave and go to war. And then Ferrando and Guglielmo will arrive brokenhearted, and the women will be saying things like, just take a sword and plunge it through my heart right now and end my life. And it's all very mock dramatic. I mean, there's a lot of sarcasm and parody and satire in this opera. And a lot of people, I think, especially at the end of the 19th, the beginning of the 20th centuries, didn't really get it. You know, there's very dark satirical stuff in here. But the aria is the famous Sento Dio che questo piede. I can barely drag my feet, you know. I'm just stuck here, you know, because the boys don't want to go. But of course, this is all part of the game. So here's the quintet in Act One of Mozart's Così fan tutte. These resident artists that we'll be speaking with a little bit later on from the Academy of Vocal Arts.
Sento Dio che questo piede e resti nel gir levante
il mio labbro palpitante non può detto pronunziar
nei momenti più terribili sua virtù l'eroe palesa
perché abbiamo la nuova intesa perché abbiamo la nuova intesa a voi resta fare il meno fate cuore a entrambi in seno immergeteci lacciar
idol mio la sorte in colpa se ti detto abbandonar
oh, no, no, non partirai no, crudel, non te ne andrai voglio preoccuparmi il cuore ti fa morire a piedi
cosa dici?
Te ne avveri Salvo amico, salvo amico, finem lauda, finem lauda.
Il destino,
il destino,
il destino, il
tremendous. What great singing. And I want to make sure that you all get a chance to step forward here because they were fantastic performances. Fiordiligi was soprano Claire de Monte. Dorabella was mezzo soprano Pascal Spine. And the bass, Brent Michael Smith, Don Alfonso, the old philosopher. And the two guys, the two fiancés, Ethan Simpson, Guglielmo, the baritone, and Oliver Sewell, the tenor, who's Ferrando. Tremendous work there. I mean, this is really great ensemble singing.
Thank you.
Tough stuff. two more performances. You don't even know if you're going to be singing Tuesday, right? We'll find out soon enough. Find out soon. And pianist Elise Auerbach, we don't want to forget you because you're absolutely tremendous. And you tell me you've been doing this for a long time, though I can't believe it, but that started very young, I think. Act two duet. So we just have Fior di Ligi and Dorabella, so it's time, I think, to say farewell to you three, because that'll be great. But we had a wonderful time listening to you.
Yes, thank you. My pleasure.
What's coming up this year that you're looking forward to?
Well, the next thing is Romeo and Juliet. So I'll be seeing the Frere in that, the Friar. And then off to Santa Fe this summer.
Wow.
To do a few shows, cover.
That's terrific. Yeah. Fantastic. Oliver, what's big on the calendar?
Up next is La Gazza Ladra with Teatro Nuovo in New York.
Good.
In June. Oh, July, performances in July, good. Which I'm looking forward to.
Mm, very good. Yep. And what about you, Ethan? What's big besides the farewell?
Yeah, it's recital. It's a big transition for me. But in a couple of weeks, I'm going down to Florida to do a competition. So
good.
A lot of the things I'm doing this spring are
really great.
Yeah,
you have a fabulous baritone voice. We just love listening to you.
Thank you. Appreciate
all
it.
All the best to all three of you. And
thank you.
I know I'll be seeing you around soon. I mean, I'm very sure. Anyway. Okay. Have a good one. You can make your exit this way, and then we will leave Dorabella and Fior di Ligi here on the stage. The Act Two duet, this is where Dorabella confesses to her sister, their sisters, and she confesses to Fior di Ligi that she's sort of got no problem experimenting a little bit with these Albanians, who are really Ferrando and Guglielmo in disguise. Terrible disguise. I mean, you'd know right away that it's a fake, but the whole thing is set up to get them to fail. I mean, they're isolated, they're extremely vulnerable. This has a lot to do, I think, with Mozart and Lorenzo da Ponte, the librettist's disillusionment with the Age of Enlightenment, as well as Rousseau. He was very disillusioned too, where you leave people with no moral compass and you expect them to respond to the incredible onslaught of emotion. And so, Dorabella says to her sister Fior di Ligi, I think, you know, prenderò quel brunettino. I mean, I'll take the dark one. And her sister, Fior di Ligi, says, well, the blonde one looks like he could be fun, too. And here they are. They're talking about developing some kind of relationship with those fiancés in absence, with these, quote, Albanians, who are really their fiancés in disguise. Here they are.
Per divertirsi un poco e non morire dalla malinconia, non si manca di fe, sorella mia. Questo è ver. Dunque, fa un po' tu, ma non voglio aver colpa se poi nasce un imbroglio. Che imbroglio nascer deve con tanta precauzione. Per altro ascolta, per intenderci bene, qual vuol scegliere per te dei due narcisi? Decidi tu, sorella, io già decisi. Prenderò quel brunettino che più levido mi par. Ed intanto io col biondino vorrei derre burlar. sospirando e sospiretti, io di cuore
the duet from the second act of Così fan tutte by Mozart. Fabulous performances there. Acting too. I mean, we even get to see some acting here if you're watching it on the Facebook page. Dorabella was mezzo-soprano Pascal Spinet. Really fantastic acting. I really enjoyed it very, very much. And our Fior di Ligi, Claire de Monte. Wonderful soprano voice too. And that's tough. That was very tough. Good singing there. So what do you think about this? The opera didn't really catch on until after World War II. I mean, initially it was fine until the emperor died, and then it sort of got forgotten. And at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th, it was considered kind of misogynistic and vulgar. And then after World War II, all of a sudden it caught on. But I think Jane Glover, who's a wonderful Mozartian, when she was here in Philadelphia with the orchestra, was talking to me about the opera and her feeling that it does have something to do with Mozart's disillusionment with the Age of Enlightenment, which he was all for at the beginning. But all of a sudden, there was no moral or spiritual compass, and people were just looking to, you know, their own thoughts. You know, sort of Rousseau, honor without virtue and pleasure without happiness. So these women are very vulnerable. But you didn't look too vulnerable right there. You looked very, very confident.
These do that. Despina sings an aria before, and she convinces us that it's the right thing to do. So we kind of jump in that game. And
that's the transition. I think that's...
Yeah.
We are starting to play a little bit like here and now with them.
And we've convinced ourselves that we're not doing anything wrong.
Of course. I mean, that's all part of it, right? It's all part of it. Because you only have yourselves to convince.
That's right.
When you've eliminated everything else as a moral compass, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
What's up on your calendar that's really exciting for you, that you're looking forward to?
So next week we are doing jubilate concert with
AVA. Yeah, we've been talking about that. Yeah.
Then the French recital in April, beginning of April.
Right up your alley. I have two native French speakers here, and these roles is excellent. One, you're from Paris, and Pascal is from Montreal. Mm-hmm. So, all the best to you.
Thank you.
It was really wonderful having you here.
Thank you.
And Pascal, what about you? What's on your calendar?
Up next, I'm returning to my hometown to sing Mercedes in the Opéra de Montréal production of Carmen.
That'd be great.
So I'm looking
be a wonderful
forward.
Mercedes.
Thank you.
Definitely. Well, all the best to you. Really, I mean, you're fantastic artists, and we expect that from the Academy of Vocal Arts. And Elise Auerbach, you're the best. That's why they want you here, right?